Welcome to the Seller Financing Crash Course. As the name implies, this is a course to help you learn to use seller financing as a real estate investor, specifically when you're buying properties. Now, this is a crash course because I could give you every single minute detail of how seller financing works, and that's interesting, but really what I want to do is to give you the essential information. My goal for you at the end of this course is that you can use this information, you can use these skills, and you can actually start making seller financing offers. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. I remember my very first seller financing purchase, and I'm going to tell you about that here in the course. And I wasn't perfect. I didn't know everything about what I was doing, but I did know enough to have a conversation with the seller to make the offer. And thankfully, they said yes. And so that's my goal. I want you to be successful as a real estate investor. I want you to use this tool, and I'm going to teach you how I do it and how I've done it in the past. And hopefully, you'll be successful as well. Now, first, I want to talk about what we're going to cover in the course. We're going to talk about, number one, about the seller financing basics. How does it work? What is it? We're going to start from the foundation. Then we're going to talk about how do you find seller financing deals. This is one of the most common questions I get. I even get a little skepticism sometimes when I talk about the 23 seller financing deals I've bought. Other investors say, oh, that's just a rare thing. You can't do this. And while it is not as common as maybe using private money or conventional financing, there are a lot of deals out there if you're willing to search for them and if you know where to search. Number three, I'm going to teach you how to negotiate seller financing. This might be the biggest takeaway of the course because it's not the same way that you negotiate other investment deals, at least in my experience, the way it's worked for me. I'm going to teach you my approach to solving puzzles instead of being a haggler going back and forth with negotiations. Number four, I'm going to give you a real life case study of my very first seller financing deal. And by sharing the details, the numbers, how I negotiated it, I hope that helps you see how it works in real life. Number five, I'm going to talk about the seller financing paperwork and what paperwork you need to use. Some of that's going to be when you sign a contract to purchase the property. How do you actually write up the seller financing deal? What paperwork do you need when you go to closing? I want to teach you just the basics so you can have a conversation with your local title company, your local attorney, to help you actually execute the deal. And then number six, I'm going to go deep on the terms you need to know. The terms are the specific vocabulary or the parts of your real estate contract or the parts of your promissory note, your seller financing contract. These are the negotiable terms that will make you the most money. So we're going to go into some of those important clauses and vocabulary, which might seem a little mundane on the surface, but could actually make you tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars just knowing one clause. So that's the summary of what we're going to go into. I'm really glad you're here. Let me know in the comments if you have any specific goals with seller financing. Let me know a little bit more about yourself, and I look forward to seeing you in the rest of the course.